listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio, Oneonta's one and only college radio station. Keep it locked, my friends.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, March 28th, join the Bias Action Response Team at 3 p.m. in the Freedom Room to find connections through facilitated circle talk, a community-building circle called Connect, Concern, and Commitment. On Saturday, March 29th, the SUNY Oneonta Student Diversity and Leadership Conference is happening at Hunt from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event is designed for students, staff, and faculty from a variety of backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives to present on creative, personal, or research topics that enhance multicultural comprehension, self-awareness, and leadership skills. Club Odyssey is open from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., a young adult clubhouse that provides a community-based, non-clinical setting, bringing awareness to long-term health and wellness. On Sunday, March 29th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., visit the Gatehouse located at 129 Main Street in Morris, New York, for a hatha yoga class with Mira, perfect for all levels. Weather-related news, this weekend's average is going to be 62 degrees, with rainfall expected on both Saturday and Sunday. Music-related news, Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine, Brighter Days Ahead is out now featuring 6 brand new tracks. In addition, keep an eye out for albums from Lucy Degas, Mumford & Sons, and Wallows, all releasing Friday, March 28th. Go check out Dead Again, a Type O Negative tribute, live at Full Hills this Friday. Doors are at 7, and also visit the Black Oaks Tavern to hear the Pikes at 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
right. Hello, everyone. It's Andrew, and you're listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. So last week, we had like a lot of technical difficulties, and I apologize if you couldn't hear the stream because there was some technical stuff going on, and then burp. And I was hosting my alternative rock radio show, and I don't think anyone heard it, so that's not cool. But anyways, we're back. Everything's working, so I'm really happy. And we got new wave music to celebrate today. Not to celebrate, but to like apply. And yeah, I would talk more about what's going on in my life soon. Mainly about like my mental health. No, not like in a negative context, but like more of a relatable type of thing. Especially with like socializing and stuff, because I've been doing it a lot recently. I just want to look, reflect back on it. So I'll be doing that today. But yeah, we got some new wave. We started the show off with the B-52s. Of course, we had to include them. Without them, there would be no punk and no new wave. I'm not joking. Like, the B-52s are so central to that scene. Not a lot of people know about that. I don't think a lot of people really realize that. But then after that, we had Ever Fall in Love by The Buzz. And then we, and there's Why Can I Be You by The Cure. That was, I think, the second or third Cure song I've ever played on my show. I don't really play them that much, but I love that album, and I love that song, Why Can I Be You. So, anyways, we're going to continue it. We got Dancing With Myself by Billy Idol and Generation X, and there's a lot of loud sounds happening outside of the studio, which is kind of irritating me, but don't worry about it. Anyways, Dancing With Myself by Billy Idol. Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to doesn't know your name, and your heart beats like a subway train. Ooh, it makes you wanna die. Ooh, don't you wanna take a
Maria by Blondie from the album Greatest Hits. Yeah, it's kind of a cool song. It's not a, I don't know if it would be called a hidden gem because everyone knows like Hearts of Glass, One Way or Another, 1159. That's one of their also good songs. But no, very, very, very revolutionary. And yeah, Debbie Harry, amazing job of vocals. She is stunning. She slays. She saves the vocals. So anyways, I want to talk about socializing. So, like, I have a big problem with it. Well, it's, like, it's kind of a make or break because, like, when plans are changed and stuff, I get, like, overstimulated because, like, I don't like change. Well, I do like change, but, like, in a sense of, like, when something, like, I look forward to, like, something, like, changes, like, that I connect with on an emotional level or whatever, like, it doesn't drive me crazy, but it's like, huh, like, what's up with that? But, like, I don't know. And, like, I like that, like, I'm dealing with those things that, you know, I'm dealing with those issues in, like, a more healthier way of just letting it happen. Because you have to let it happen. Life happens. People have their own things that they have to attend to. And that's fine, honestly. And I've just been doing it a lot in, like, you know, I'm just trying to adjust to it. Because sometimes it gets too much. But, you know, I just hang in there. But yeah, no. I just, again, let people do what they want to do. Everyone has their own life, and forcing someone to do something that you don't want, that they don't want to do, is just cruel. Don't do that to anyone. That's my piece of advice for today. Let people live their lives. We're all human. Don't be just obsession is just, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's kind of toxic. Big red flag. But the next track that we got coming up, I guess that really does have a reaction whenever I'm overstimulated, is I'm driven to tears. I'm driven to tears. And of course, this song is by The Police from the album Senyata Mandata. I don't know what kind of aesthetic that they were pulling with that album name, but who knows. But anyways, here's Driven to Tears by The Police. Enjoy. All right, that was Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs. My dad introduced me to that group. Shout out to Steve. Look, I'm not really a new wave person, and I wouldn't really listen to them, if I'm being honest. Like, he just loves that group. I'm like, you know what, might as well play for him. So that's for you, Steve. What I want to say. Oh, yeah. So the next song that we got coming up is It's My Life by Talk Talk. It's funny because the album that the previous song was on was called Talk Talk Talk. It's a lot of talking in the music industry back in the 80s, huh? which I find is funny. But I found out about this song through a cover that No Doubt did of this song. And again, it's called It's My Life by Talk Talk from the album It's My Life. It's an album, right? Not a single. Yeah, it's an album. And yeah. So we got that song, and then we got some Roxy music coming up. Then we got you know, a song for rotation as well. Spoiler alert, it's The Giver by Chapel Roan, because Chapel Roan is so slays. Love her. Yeah, hope everyone's weekend's going well. Last night, I did hang out with my friend Mal and my friend Billy. You know, we played Mario Party, you know. You know, did typical college kids stuff as well. Yeah, it was fun. Hold on, folks. There's just something stuck in my throat. Okay, I should be fine. Okay. But yeah, we hung out. We had fun. It's really relaxing for me. And that's another thing about myself. Like, I like being in small social settings, but I can also, like, handle in larger ones. It's just whenever I'm in larger ones for a really, really long time, like, more than, like, 5 hours, that's when I start to get a little bit upset. But, like, again, you know, they're my own needs. I do appreciate the people that do support them, but it's more from my control. Because, you know, I don't want to feel like a burden at the end of the day. Because, you know, because it's my life. And, hey, get it, I have this next song I'm playing, you know, and, you know, I want to be in control of my life. I don't want people to be in control of mine. So, you know, I know that sounds very personal, but, you know, I'm doing a lot of reflection today. I don't know why, but it's just how it is today. So, yeah, just kind of taking it slow. So, anyways, here's It's My Life by Talk Talk. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Roxy Music's More Than This. I played that last semester, actually. I discovered it. I don't really know too much information about this band, but I know one of our DJs here, DJ J-Lo. Shout you out, girl. He plays, like, a lot of, like, Roxy Music stuff. I don't know if he's played More Than This, though. Maybe because, like, it's very overrated. But shout out to J-Lo. DJ J-Lo, he's awesome. Check out Algorithms. That's the name of his show. It's, like, Tuesdays from 4 to 6. Yeah, he's cool. So we're going to conclude the first hour with The Giver by Chapel Roan. Hope everyone's weekend's going well. Weather's not too bad, honestly. I'm wearing shorts and Crocs right now and a shirt, obviously. I'm just kind of treating myself to that. Just trying to be in the moment of things. I'm just approaching graduation and stuff, you know. I just want to make the best out of everything, you know. I don't want to get it cut up and stuff that mentally, like, drains me, you know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes it happens and it can really annoy someone. So stick around. And then after that, we're going to continue it off with more, because it's more like not the deep cuts, but like the second hour is going to be filled like with like a lot of like new wave that I really, really like. Like, I like new wave stuff that I like more than like I liked from the previous hour. I know I'm using the word like a lot, but, you know, I'm just trying to make a sentence, I guess. But anyways, here's The Giver by Chapel Roan. Her newest single, please check it out. It sounds amazing. It's more like, Chapel Roan, but country, basically. It sounds just brilliant. I'm also a Chapel Roan enjoyer, so, you know. I've also been enjoying her music. But anyways, here's The Giver. Enjoy. You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio, Oneonta's one and only college radio station. Keep it locked, my friends.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, March 28th, join the Bias Action Response Team at 3 p.m. in the Freedom Room to find connections through facilitated circle talk, a community-building circle called Connect, Concern, and Commitment. On Saturday, March 29th, the SUNY Oneonta Student Diversity and Leadership Conference is happening at Hunt from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event is designed for students, staff, and faculty from a variety of backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives to present on creative, personal, or research topics that enhance multicultural comprehension, self-awareness, and leadership skills. Club Odyssey is open from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., a young adult clubhouse that provides a community-based, non-clinical setting, bringing awareness to long-term health and wellness. On Sunday, March 29th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., visit the Gatehouse located at 129 Main Street in Morris, New York, for a hatha yoga class with Mira, perfect for all levels. Weather-related news, this weekend's average is going to be 62 degrees, with rainfall expected on both Saturday and Sunday. Music-related news, Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine, Brighter Days Ahead is out now featuring 6 brand new tracks. In addition, keep an eye out for albums from Lucy Degas, Mumford & Sons, and Wallows, all releasing Friday, March 28th. Go check out Dead Again, a Type O Negative tribute, live at Full Hills this Friday. Doors are at 7, and also visit the Black Oaks Tavern to hear the Pikes at 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
All right. Hello, everyone, and you're listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Enter the second hour of the New Wave show, or my New Wave episode. So, you know, we're back. So the next song that I got playing, or coming up, is Pump It Up by Elvis Costello and The Attractions. Originally, I wanted to play Radio, but, like, I think I've done it before, and, like, Pump It Up is also, like, considered a New Wave song. Radio is more like punk, or post-punk. And what's so interesting about Radio is that, I did mention this on my show once, and I'll mention it again. Elvis Costello performed Radio, like, off the whim on SNL back in the 80s, or, like, early 70s, and that was so freaking awesome. Like, that's kind of like a thing of, like, counterculture, just people is playing stuff that others don't require them to do. Like, I'm a big advocate for counterculture. Not a lot of people know that about me, but the music that I play here, counterculture. I play music that most people just don't know. I'm going against those cultural norms of commercial. I don't want to get too into it, but, like, I'm just a big advocate for counterculture, especially with, you know, my personal life and everything else, you know, but, you know, counterculture is something that really means a lot to me. So, yeah, and I do feel like Elvis Costello did show some of it during his SNL performance, and it got him banned for like 16 years or something from SNL. I don't know. But like, when you take a stance on things that don't seem fair to you, well, ethically not fair to you, and you do you. But again, beggars cannot be choosers. But anyways, here's Pump It Up by Elvis. Oh, before we do that, I also do have another track after that coming up as well, called Overkill by Men at Work. If you've been listening to my show since my first year, you probably know it, because I've played it on my first season. It's a good song to come back. If you don't know Men at Work, they made Who Can It Be Now, Down Under. They're basically like 80s Australian rock, pop rock. Anyways, here is Pump It Up by Elvis Costello and the Attractions.